With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Windbreaks serve many functions on properties both large and small. They reduce soil erosion, protect crops, reduce energy consumption in the home, control snow accumulation, shelter livestock, provide habitats for wildlife, and beautify properties. However, it is important to build windbreaks correctly to achieve your desired goals. This is done by controlling the height, density, length, and orientation of your windbreak. Height is determined by the tallest tree species in your windbreak. Windbreaks reduce wind speeds up to 30 times their height downwind. The effective protection area of a multi-row windbreak will be based on the height of the tallest row. The density of the windbreak determines how much wind passes through. Denser windbreaks are paradoxically worse at reducing the impacts of wind thanks to air pressure. By forcing all of the wind up over the windbreak, a low pressure area forms on the back side, and air is violently forced back down to fill the gap. This shrinks the effective area of the windbreak because the lower the air pressure, the faster the gusty air returns. Instead of maximizing density, small farmsteads should aim for 60 to 80% density, while crop fields should offer a windbreak with 40 to 60% density. Windbreaks should be oriented at a right angle against the prevailing winds. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.